Duncan and Jane Barnett, cattle ranchers near Williams Lake, are among six families across Canada to be nominated for the 2025 Environmental Stewardship Award, TESA. From the very beginning of their 35 years of ranching, the couple have been conscious of making decisions aligned with the long-term benefit of their animals and the land and ecosystems surrounding them. "We try to work in harmony with nature," said Duncan. "Healthy cattle, healthy land, it all goes hand in hand." In June, the Barnetts were recognized by the British Columbia Cattlemen's Association with the Ranch Sustainability Award for their commitment to preserving the ecosystem through their early integration of innovative practices. Now, the Barnetts are vying for TESA, which is awarded to beef producers who go above and beyond to protect, preserve, and enhance their operations and the environment simultaneously. "Every year we realize there's still more to learn. It's a constant process of adapting and improving," said Jane. Certified by Verified Beef Products Plus, Barnett Land and Livestock operates on 1,600 acres of deeded, leased and rented land along the Caribou Gold Rush Trail. The Barnetts care for their 100 Red Angus Cross cows with the goal of optimizing the health of their herd. Cows calve in April and May to align with better weather as well as natural grazing cycles, and newborn calves are allowed quiet time to bond with their mothers and weaning is begun late. As drought becomes a greater issue in the region, the Barnetts will at times purchase hay to feed their cattle, and during the winter, they turn to higher quality food to maintain herd health and boost soil fertility. The ranchers have also integrated their cows into their efforts to improve and preserve ecosystem health by training them to graze invasive weeds such as hawkweed, ox-eye daisy, and Canada thistle. The herd is regularly moved to new pastures and in the winter to different hay bales to help distribute manure and nutrients evenly back onto the land through a system called rotational grazing. Cow-powered winter nose pumps, which draw water from the ground, and solar-powered water buggies facilitate this approach and also enable them to stay away from riparian areas. One of their first projects, done in the 1990s when they began building their operation, was to fence off sensitive areas near creeks and wetlands. This has helped to protect water quality, reduce erosion, and improve habitat for wildlife. The Canadian Cattle Association, CCA, will announce the recipient of TESA during a September 9-11 meeting in Levi's, Quebec. The award is made possible through a partnership between the CCA, Birds Canada, Ducks Unlimited Canada, and the Canadian Roundtable for Sustainable Beef.